Hi, good afternoon, world. Wesley Pepper here, and this is the podcast, Wesley Pepper's Art Lexia. And we are 15 episodes into it, man. Wow, can you believe it? Yeah, man, 15 episodes seem like a lifetime for me. Anyway, man, you know, we had another messed up week in terms of the arts, man. We lost a real icon. On Sunday, Maisha Jenkins passed away. And I just like to, you know, just take a few, just a minute or so to talk about, you know, I knew Maisha personally. I've worked with her. Yeah, man, it was, you know, it was just really sad, man. It was just incredibly sad. And, you know, not to get too whiny, but she'll definitely be sorely missed. It was just really sad. On Sunday, it was, when I heard the news, it was just really sad. Sure, she was sick, and we knew that, you know, that it, she wasn't very young either. And, but, yeah, man, 2020, eh? Yeah, it's been a tough year. And, but, like, just rest in power, sister. I certainly won't forget her, and I'll definitely remember her, man, for definitely my whole life. I think so far during 2020, she's definitely the, yeah, anyway, it was just incredibly sad, man, just incredibly sad. Yeah, anyway, moving on. Hey, man, so yeah, like I said early on, we, you know, 15 episodes into it. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode with Kitiwe. I certainly did. You know, Book Week should still be, the site is still up and running for, they said it'll be up for about a month or so. So if you didn't have a chance to check it out, to check out all the, to check out, well, everything that's happening, including my, my work, you definitely still have a chance in doing that. And please support the arts, man. Like, I think that these cats of Book Week have really been adapting very, 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 very smartly to the pandemic. And they've really been, so is everybody there?
Yes, everybody's here. I'm with my associate.
All right. So,
yeah, what up, man?
Excellent, bro. Like,
what up, man?
Yeah, man. Can you tell me your name?
It's KB, man. Now I've been I'm a musician.
Yeah.
But yeah, producer, rapper. But then also a freelance journalist. Basically, I wear a lot of hats, bro.
Yeah,
you know, whatever's clever. Business consultant, you know.
So like I was talking to EQ. I sent him some questions the other day, and I was interested in knowing about your guys' processes. So what influenced the music? How did them, or what came first? Was the music first, or did the influences come first, or second, or how does that work? I listened to the album. Just give me a second. That Unleavened. Is it Unleavened?
Unleavened Bread.
Unleavened Bread mixtape. Yeah. And I was listening to the track Africa. I think that was pretty fresh, bro. That was really cool. Yeah, that was really cool. So yeah, man. So let's get started, man. So are you guys are based in Botswana, right?
Yes, we're based in Botswana.
I obviously hip hop MCs on my listeners or my podcast is it's more of a as an artist, I've worked with everybody, man. So I've got a nice network of people, but the reasons for starting this thing here was to understand how artists are dealing with a pandemic. Because the pandemic has re everything our industry. So from theater to fine art to everything, and it's really flipped it up around, man. And so I'm also involved in a bunch of other projects like Book Week, for example. So I'm involved in a lot of other projects like that, and I work with a whole bunch of other people. But I'm not gonna make this thingy about me. You can just check out my website. Everything else is there. But what I'm interested to know is about your work, man. It's about the album. So you can start with telling me, like, you know, how did you guys get started? The name EQ or equivalence. You know, how did that come about? And so forth. And we'll just swing it from there.
All right. So basically, I can say we've been in this doing hip hop for a period of about 20 years. We started out like in 1994.
Oh yeah.
So we come from a small town called Jwaneng. Mm-hmm. But it's known as locally as J Mecca, the promised land of the gods.
Okay.
So basically we all grew up in that small town, like me, this guy Ming, and then we have other brothers as well who we grew up with, who are like in our collective. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So basically, since we all grew up there, you know what I'm saying, we just decided to like come together and form this collective, because, like, you know what I mean, since we all had like similar passions that we share.
Yeah, like, can I break down a little something?
What's the name of the collective and the members and so forth?
Okay, let me do break it down. Okay. Look, this collective is called the Uncanny, right?
Yeah
We come from a small town in Jwaneng. I'm in Botswana. It's called Jwaneng. It's like actually home of the biggest diamond mine production mine in the world.
Oh, where?
Yield Wine. Oh, yeah, the biggest diamond production mine in the world. It's in Jwaneng, where we're from. So yeah, we basically grew up there. It's like it's a cultural melting pot. I mean, you can imagine if there's a mine there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The biggest, because there's a lot of people from all over the world.
Sure.
So like we have a lot of influences, man. Like, you know, we grew up around a lot of diverse cultures.
Yeah.
We're multicultural ourselves. Yeah. So on that joint, like African History X, we have another member, Justin. He's based in Cape Town.
Oh, yeah?
That's the guy on the third verse.
Okay.
Justin is he's a champion battle rapper.
Okay.
You get me? In South Africa, like in all hip hop, even in hip hop circles in South Africa, we also well known. But Justin has, like, you know, he's taking it to the next level in Cape Town and in Joburg. He even battled Snaz, if you know any people who have watched their songs.
Yeah,
Snaz D. Yeah, he totally embarrassed Snaz D. Man, he totally ate, man. He threw him under the bus. It was actually embarrassing because, like, Snaz D was a mentor of mine, like, growing up. Like, I was signed to Unreleased Records with Cashless Society. So
okay.
Snaz D was basically the guy who taught us how to rap, kind of, you know?
But yes.
Anyway,
yeah, so from where KB left off, he's the second member in my crew, and then Just is like the third member.
Yeah.
Then there's another brother called Apollo Diablo.
Apollo Diablo, that's a very cool name. So you guys write, you produce your own sound, right?
Okay, some members produce our own sound. Like we have producers who we work with, like outside of the clique.
Is it mostly?
Outside of what clique? Man, Craft is part of my clique, dog.
Straight.
Look, man, we get production from everywhere, bro. But you know, it's just been like an upward curve because, you know, I'll tell you the truth, man.
Mm-hmm.
Us doing our music wasn't really accepted per se by our parents, because basically they had other plans for us. So it's like, you know, us doing this was kind of going against the grain at the time, you know. But what we did do is create a whole movement and pave the way for youngsters coming up. So you find from everybody from our hometown basically is a musician. And, like, you know, and
due to our influence.
Yeah, and it's crazy, man. It's like guys are like the biggest musicians in Botswana, basically. You know?
So tell me, so tell me about your sound, man. What makes you guys like different or stick out to everybody else?
We didn't want to sound cliche.
And that's not that, man. I just feel like, yo, man, I just feel, look, man, we're pure. I'm a purist. You know, like from writing raps to like beats and whatnot, I'm a purist, so like that reflects, man. Like we're trying to basically stay true to the art, you know, and be state of the art at the same time, you know. So that's all it is, man. The only way to sound different is to sound like really advanced, man.
Yeah, because I get a listening to the sound, or rather the beat, or the production sounded, I wouldn't say old school, but it didn't sound contemporary, it didn't sound modern, or like it like or should I say pop.
Poppy.
It didn't have it.
That was some poppy. Hey, but funny enough, man, like, you know, every member is just very diverse, my guy. So like we make a lot of pop music, we make a lot of underground music, we even make a dubstep beat. I mean, that's
Abstract, you know what I
yeah, you
mean?
know. But there's some people who are more, because I'm more of a commercial artist, but you know, like I'm a super rhymer, so even underground niggas, I'll burn the shit out of them. But then like, you know, I'm a commercial artist. Q's like very purist. Justin's very purist. Apollo's commercial, like, I don't know, 90s commercial type thing.
Okay. Explain to me and my listeners, like, what do you mean by purist and by commercial? Because I have my own definition of that or understanding of that. So what's,
Purist.
yeah.
Look, man, a purist is a scholar. It's like somebody who studied the art form, you see. And obviously the art form is like you know historically significant moments that you would have to know about, or like even albums and things that you just have to know about. Like if I'm a hip hop purist and I meet another hip hop purist and I tell him like, yo, what you think about Tribe Called Quest, Low End Theory? Then you should know what the hell I'm talking about. You get me? So it's like, yeah, it's almost like an academia of sort, you know? And then commercial, like you said, pop music, like synthy. Pop music, you know, like basically
Watered down.
not even watered down, man, because you can get like commercial stuff that has a message, but it's made palatable towards the masses.
So do you think there's a let me actually come in there. Do you think there's a I know there's this debate amongst about music, about what is what sellable, or what sells versus what doesn't sell? Because I know that the film theater, I know fine art has a similar problem. In other words, like if I must give you an example, a fine art example, images of, you know, dusty streets and a kid kicking a fucking ball and that type of shit. That stuff unfortunately moves quicker than like more social political commentary. So are you guys trying to say something? You know, are you or rather are you standing for something? And if so, you know, what is it, what is, what do you, what do you, what do you stand for?
Oh, if. I mean, I don't know, man. How should I say it? Look, man, like coming up, right? Like, you know, fortunate enough to like work with a lot of like socially conscious artists. Like, you know, like when we were in high school, even with Dead Prez, we performed with Dead Prez and them, you know? And those are
Was
like
that
really
in
socially
2001?
conscious.
Yeah, 2001
For Black August.
Yes, in
Yeah,
2000,
they actually came down here and
in
everything, yeah.
2000
Yeah,
actually.
I remember
Yeah,
that.
man,
Yes, I
I
remember
mean,
that concert.
because unreleased records, Dave Balsha and them, like the guys who Cashless Society are signed to them. So like we got to deal with a lot of commercial artists and whatnot. So yeah, that was an influence on us definitely, and like just the whole underground scene. You know, so I'm not gonna say like there's an aesthetic that we would say like, you know, we're looking for this raw, gritty aesthetic or whatever, if you can even call that an aesthetic in itself. But hold up.
EQ, can you come in?
Yeah, so you were saying we are signed to unreleased.
Yeah, I signed to Unreleased Records. Look, man, as far as commercial, I'm sorry about that disturbance. Somebody came in.
Sorry.
Somebody had just come in quick. As far as commercial, like I'm not gonna say that, like, you know, there's this whole like I want to polarize the whole thing, like, you know, I'm underground or I'm commercial or whatever or whatever. Because at the end of the day, the aesthetics are there. Like good music is good music,
Yeah, you're
musical
right.
theory, man. You play a minor chord and it strikes an emotional whatever in you, you know. So thing is, what we're trying to do is have something to say. And and put it on a platform that is palatable to everybody, you know? Because I never felt like, you know, we've made ourselves obscure and underground, because, like, you know, we've always been on a commercial platform. I mean, the first time we're signed to Unreleased Records, which is a commercial platform. You get me? So I guess that's just a personal thing. I mean, if an artist feels that, like, he wants to be grimy, then he can be grimy. But, like, you know, I'm everything, dog. We're one of everything.
How did you
guys have to change?
And if so, you know,
and
what
if so, you know, what
direction and so
direction
forth and so
and
forth.
so forth and so forth.
We also had to like shift. I mean, like the performances as well were shut down. I mean, like usually like we're involved in the battle rap scene. You know what I mean? That's where we usually host the performances. You know what I mean? Per se. So things like that had to get shut down. So we also had to like go virtual. You know what I mean? There's this platform called Stage It. I don't know if you've heard of a, the saying the Stage It.
But
Okay,
I'll
yeah,
make a note, bro.
it's okay. It's all about virtual performances, basically. Yeah. So those are one of the avenues we had to like divert to, as far as like to try to get the
How
art
does that
art.
work?
Basically, you just need to have a laptop,
Yeah.
and but then you must also have a PayPal account. You know what I
Okay.
mean? In order to receive your dividends. So obviously you have to have your laptop and a webcam, you know what I mean, and sound. So basically, just like when you do like an event on Facebook, like you'll give out an invite to everybody to come through. It's like the same concept, but this time instead of giving out invites, you actually the people have to pay in order to come and see the show.
Have you
Have
guys
you
done
guys
a show
have you
like
guys
that?
done a show like that already?
Nah.
Nah, the sound has been bad. Plus also
Yeah,
like, do you know what I mean?
because I was gonna because I was gonna ask about that.
Okay, I could tell you one thing, bro. The biggest concert attendance, yeah? I'm gonna give you a statistic right now, man. I'm gonna give you like some Guinness World Book stuff. The biggest concert attendance was recently. It was when was it? Earlier this year. It was a virtual concert. Yeah? On Fortnite, the game Fortnite. With Travis Scott. Yeah? So, like I said, and it just shows you something. Like, you really need to think out the box. You know, like, and even the music we make, you know, like if you're looking at our target market, if we're making music for Botswana, like per se, well, number one, there's the vernacular, you know, there's even like the connectivity. Are these people even going to be able to go onto the internet to log on to your online thing? So then that's not our audience right now, yeah? To tell you the truth, but when it comes to online stuff, because I'm telling you right now, we have a population of 2 million with like 40% living below the poverty datum, you know? And most of them are just on Facebook. So a lot of these platforms that we have, they don't, you know, they can't access. So now even the industry, if you can call it an industry in Botswana, it is it's very, I mean, it's very on a very micro scale, yeah? So what most people will be trying to do, most artists will be trying to do, would be trying to get a distribution deal, you see, with a major label, which is obviously not present in the country per se. So it's like it's a serious uphill battle, you know.
It is.
And to tell you the truth, it's more of a labor of love than a monetary thing, you know.
I like
So
that.
that's why I feel like, you know, we make some great music. You know, we make when it's time. Like Q never told you. Q just basically needed to release Unleavened Bread because that's stuff that he had recorded over time. And we're like, yo, but this stuff is fire. You need to put it out, you know? And that's why he put it out. If you were to hear the stuff that's coming out now, because some of that stuff was written like what is it? How many years?
2010.
Yeah, some of that stuff is
2010.
old, bro. Yeah,
2010.
that stuff is old, man. I ain't dude, I'm on some other stuff, man. We on Hey, man, we on eons ago, my guy. Eons
Yeah,
ago.
you're a
So,
tweet
yeah,
10 years ago.
yeah, but even in just like in creative terms, yeah, it's like donkey years ago, you know, because I'm obviously people evolve and whatnot. So, I mean, even right now, like before then, we didn't have a studio. One of our biggest challenges is that we didn't
Have
have
no
like a
studio,
studio, right?
I
And
guess.
there's a lot of guys who like just basically fucked us over because they had little studios and like, you know, we were basically doing music. Because I'm not gonna lie, where we from, Jwaneng, that little town that we're from.
Mm-hmm.
Every rapper, mm-hmm. you see, every battle rap competition in Africa, we've won it.
Oh,
people
yeah?
from this small little town, you know, of less than 40,000 people can go on Channel O and win everything, can go on whatever platform and win everything in South Africa, in Botswana, you know? So, I mean, that's why, like, my boy Q always says it, we're the best rappers in Africa, hands down. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
it's just like there's obviously no commercial coverage over here.
So, are you guys trying to
look,
or rather, in terms of trying to content, are you looking at the rest of Africa? Are you looking at the
West,
or are you trying to nurture
sound
and content just straight up for Botswana?
No, do you know what? That's a very good question. I think the previous statement I had, like I was breaking down, how like the numbers are like impossibly small for us to cater for.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So and I mean, like I said, we grew up in a multinational environment, you know, we had like people from all over the world. We had with people from all over the world. So even our communication and ourselves, the way we talk, we can talk to anybody in the world at any given time. Anybody can understand what I'm saying.
Sure.
You see? So the content that we make in itself, like without even like us talking about a marketing strategy or anything, the content that we make is global. It's like it can, like, you know, I've done songs that have been remixed by guys in New York, you know, like I had Henny the Don and Mascot from Harlem, like remix some rap songs of mine. They're like, yo, my guy, you're like on Papoose's level. And this is how it is. Like they can relate because it doesn't sound different. You get me? It's just what it is. And I just feel like people waste a lot of time with that politic. Like, yo, man, I'm making this music for this. I'm making this. Nah, man, it's a creative process. A creative process, it does not have a precursor. All you do is freaking do it. You see, you just do it, and the people consume it. So they should stop thinking about it.
Interesting.
So music's for everybody, basically. Even aliens.
You believe in aliens?
You believe in aliens?
Yeah, man, we're here, aren't we? We're here messing up this planet, my guy. We're not part of this ecosystem.
You want to create content that talks about something else other than
you know, the fucking
virus
and
the
depression
that
attached
to
it and the politics.
I mean,
but that's if you're a social commentator. If you're big into social commentary, then yeah, you're going to be talking about like clicks and malema and all of that. And obviously, like, you know, art imitates life. So anything you're going to say is going to be, anything you see around you is going to come out in your art. But one thing I can say is that, like, we are artists. So, I mean, it's a multifaceted thing. Like, you basically, like, you're trying to do everything, my guy. Like, you know, you make a song for every mood, you know, because you're trying to find that, like, peace in the listener, that the listener is like, yo, I can relate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you need to bear yourself to the listener for the listener to relate, you know. So yeah, that's what it is, man. Like, it's basically just art, man. Like, you know, the more you think about it, the more complicated it gets. So the less I think, I like not to think about it. I prefer not to think about what I'm gonna write next. Yeah, or what beat I'm gonna make next. I'd rather just be in the process of making it, you know, because that's what it is. I think time is the most important thing, and that's what the corona gave us. It gave us gang
time. Too much.
Yo, mad time. I mean, that's because, like, we don't know if time is absolute or if it's relative. That's why, you know. So there'll always be that debate.
Let me move on to the album and sort of like what you guys wait for, man. So I never dread. Now because of the pandemic,
now
are you guys
pandemic,
in the album?
Are you guys
promoting the album?
Because of the pandemic, you know, so our movements have been limited. So basically, I can't go on tour to go and push it and promote it. You know what I mean, per se.
Mm-hmm.
So which means my alternative is to push it more through radio and more through the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The content.
Yeah. I'm coming in from a content perspective.
I know you're talking about some other interesting African figures, so African History X is an old ass track, bro, old as time itself, man. So it's like a freaking, like my boy Kraft made the beat, man. He's in Sweden now, but he's based in Manchester at the time. Yeah.
Okay.
He's from Botswana. Like, he's a producer. We are frequent collaborators, part of the crew. So my boy Kraft made the beat, and you know, Q had the beat. Like, we had the beat, and like, you know, people were like, what we gonna do on it. So it was around for a while, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like, while we're flexing on the easier beats to flex on, you know, because, you know. So then Q decided to take it upon himself to, like, finesse this beat, you know? So, yeah, okay. Man. And one thing about our crew is, like, you know, we're, like, the pioneers of this, of like, this, you know, heavy syllabic rap that's out here, you know? So, yeah, man, the Q dropped the first verse. He came to me. Because, like, man, we gotta drop this verse. We didn't have a lab at the time, so we recorded the my verse in, what is it, phase four, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, phase four. My verse is that one about talking about babies being born on trees and stuff, you know.
our presidents were convicts.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So, yeah, man.
So then for the third verse, we ended up having to send the track via email to Cape Town for Fungus to get the
verse. So this track is weird, man. This track is like from Manchester.
But I like
to Drunning, to Gab, to Cape Town. So it's like, yeah, man, like I said, this stuff is like, but it came together.
It's like coming from a real global village.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our collaborators are like, you know, like some of them are in like Netherlands, some of them are in Australia, some of them are in Denmark, some of them in Spain, some of them. And these are all people that we grew up with that we know, you know.
Yeah.
So like I said, man, like, you know, I never really felt that like this market is like it can really contain what is there. And like, you know, everything, this digital convergence, everything is so small now. So it's just, it's like one link away from everybody, you know, so why not, you know?
Yeah, no, no.
That song is, hey, man, that's like some balls out rap, you know, like, people need to get hip to that. Like, number one, there's so many rhymes. Number two, the factual content is like, it's crazy, you know, and like each of the MCs, I felt like every one of us actually said some really profound stuff on each verse, you know, so.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, that song has been getting a lot of love, man. Even Eddie loves it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So that song's been getting a lot of love, man. I love it too, man.
And then also the reason why I gave it to you know that in September we're in Heritage Month.
Sure.
So also like, sure. You know what I mean? Hence I had to give you that joint.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but Justin's based in Cape Town. The third MC, he's in Cape Town right now. He's a battle rapper. In fact, even if you say him, Fungus the Mutated Lung, that's his battle rap name.
Otherwise known as Sammy Sparks.
Yeah, Fungus the... Nah, for real though. Yeah. Tell these guys, yo, man, we Fungus's peoples, yeah?
Yeah,
man, you know, we ain't nothing to F with, man. Like, for real, man. Yeah. Ask Fungus.
Just in closing, man, where can everybody get a hold of you? Websites, blogs, that type of thing.
All right, Diamond Tear Records on FB.
Okay.
Yeah, Diamond Tear.
Okay, on my socials, on my Facebook page, it's Equivalence, / Godbody, MC.
Okay.
And then on Twitter, it's my government name, Kumo Magetse. It's Kumomagetse. Okay. And then on Insta, it's Equivalence 588.
Okay. Nah, man, shut, man.
But still, I'll send you the links to the handles.
Yeah, do that.
Thanks for the time.
So I'm sure you guys will get some airplay.
Yes, y'all, TIA, this is Africa, where race is a huge issue. Cause in order to purchase the facets of life, You have to be of white color of skin to carry a passport of privilege. So Heidi, if you black, poor and ignorant, day to day, all you hear politicians telling lies about they gon' make a change. But to get to them, you gotta go through a plethora of red tape. They say area complaints, go to the office of the president, write an official letter. We all know rifles and pistols is better. On a mission impossible endeavor, out to jack the state house. Whether we in entrapments with no escape routes, literally take them to the cleaners, swiping dry, pull a heist of the century, call it grand larceny. Go out with a bang optionally. Leave a footprint in your mind, like seeing a vato collage and full body tattoos as a symbol of gang artistry. What up Africa, tell me how you doing? What up Africa, tell me how you doing? Khale Riso Kola, our time to rise is now. Mangwane, Swarana, Tifana, Tawakhan. Rangwane, Osweta, Ayatete, Marikan. This is our history, never relevant. Kai Kappa Kai, never relevant. This is our history, never relevant.
I'm from Africa, where babies been born on trees, where the politicians kill for money, stole from me. Some presidents were convicts, an overseas medicine marketing dream. A couple more ARVs and the policy speed. AR-15s, it ain't hard to understand. The army sedan to take the oil from the land. I seen many get rich off of poor man's dreams. Shop a quick scam, medical insurance scheme. The government give us a constant liquor supply. I'm thinking to die, AIDS for my liver can fry. Still horn about a hex of pride and rewinding genocide. Cause the saga's only televised, where martyred rebels died. Trauma etched in eyes, we started selling lies, hoping karma lets it slide. Where blood is royal blue, now we trading oil for food. Plus they poisoned you, the source produces oil fruit.
What up Africa, tell me how you doing? What up Africa, tell me how you doing? Khale Riso Kola, our time to rise is now. Mangwane, Swarana, Tifana, Tawakhan. Rangwane, Osweta, Ayatete, Marikan. This is our history, never relevant. Kai Kappa Kai, never relevant. This is our history, never relevant. Kids were never meant to make it. Still the president's a rapist. Women are bringing in criminals. Still the evidence escaping. Living in minimum cinema. Now I'm fed up with you, Satan. Driven to killing for dividends. Children are living in tin again. Give me the arms. Willingly killing sprees. Visit your mom's siblings. Limited artillery. Silly, we swim with the sharks. Literally living in the townships like swimming in the brown. Right, relaxing in the shacks. No sanitary actions, kid. African emancipation. Vatican, the land of Satan. Pillage indigenous villages. That is where my land was taken. Militant women and children, lots of youth can see the future. Masonic Lodge, demonic guard, stop abusing Credo Mutua. Rebels, we better be ready. These enemies never leave any free. Sever the head of the men I see, selling amphetamine heavy schemes. Buy your guns and use them quickly. Say you must destroy your TV. Like Selassie Mussolini, can't nobody boy defeat me.
What up Africa, tell me how you doing? What up Africa, tell me how you doing? Khale Riso Kola, our time to rise is now. Mangwane, Swarana, Tifana, Kawakhan. Rangwane, Osweta, Ayatete, Marikan. This is our history, never relevant.
Kai Kappa Kai,
never relevant. This is our history, never relevant.
Big us, my king. Appreciate the time for the time and giving us a shot on your platform.
Nah, no doubt, my
brother. Be in touch, yeah.
All right, my king. Likewise.
Salute.
Awe. Salute.
Sure.
Are we able?